This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like Magazine Food Critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRussia. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRussia eats.
It's Jason. Thanks for being with us. Episode 11 of Season 2 of DeRussia Eats focuses on the suburbs of the Twin Cities in the aftermath of the pandemic. Ah, man, when you think about restaurants that get a lot of attention, these guys are not it. But maybe they should. In many ways, when you think of the suburbs around Minneapolis and St. Paul, they have a lot in common with any suburb around the country. Maple Grove, Minnetonka, Eagan, restaurants that are the spot that when the high school kids graduate and go their separate ways, the friends come back to these spots to reminisce, to enjoy each other's company. These are what makes your hometown your hometown. They are the ones who sponsor the football and the basketball and the volleyball teams, and they are also cranking out some really terrific food. You'll meet A.J. Stevens, the owner of Malone's in Maple Grove. Ann Jennings owns Scoreboard Grill in Minnetonka. Her brother Mike owns Jimmy's Food and Cocktails in Minnetonka. And then George Maverick, who owns Briano's, which has just great sandwiches and pizza and a nice Italian grocery store in Eagan. They'll share what it takes to make it work and what it takes to make it last in the suburbs on this episode of DeRussia Eats. Today, we're focusing on the neighborhood hometown kind of hangout. In my town, Maple Grove, there is one place that is the sponsor of all the sports teams, the hangout for those teams and families. And you look at this place every day and you're like, my gosh. The line to get in for dinner on a Friday, like, what are they doing at Malone's? The owner, A.J. Stevens, is with us in studio today. A.J., it's so good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Excited.
When you opened up 13 years ago, did you think it was going to be as popular and successful as it's been?
Gosh, no. I don't think we understood the location we got. We bought the that was an existing timber lodge in 2010.
Right.
And we didn't realize we were right in the middle of such a vibrant, crazy, fun town and community. Yeah, our locations turned out to be just right in the middle of a very happening area.
It is like Malone's is right. If you come to Maple Grove and you've got like the shops at Arbor Lakes, it's sort of in an outlot there near like where a movie theater used to be. But it's where like Main Street comes together with the busy street in Maple Grove. The location is like, boom, right in the middle.
It is. It's right in the middle of right in the heart of Maple Grove. And like you said, just kind of right in the middle of everything. I don't think we knew how many people we were going to be, you know, how much traffic there is there and the potential there. So no, we were surprised. I don't think we knew what we had.
When you opened up, I think you're probably being a little too modest by just crediting the location. The location's part of it. But you grew up in and around restaurants, right? Your family has run restaurants that certainly our listeners know.
Yes. So my dad was the Maynard's restaurant in Excelsior, and now we have a second location with Maynard's and Rogers.
Yeah.
And before that was Sunsets in Wayzata.
The Rogers location isn't quite as sick as the Maynard's in Excelsior.
The 400 feet of lakeshore on Lake Minnetonka.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
Certainly separates it. But yeah, Maynard's on the lake is what I grew up doing and working with my dad. And now my brother's taking that on from my dad, and he's running with it and making it bigger and better every year. And we do have the one up in Rogers.
Your first job was washing dishes?
Washing dishes. I'm the
at sunset.
Yeah, I'm the family. The good old story where Dad came home one day and said, "Son, the dishwasher didn't show up. Get in the car." And that is what happened. I remember that day.
How old were you?
I think I was about 10.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old enough.
Old enough. Old enough back then. I don't know what the child labor laws were.
When you're the kid of the owner, I think you are allowed to do some work.
You get away
in Minnesota.
With that. Yeah. It started off washing dishes and then right into cooking. I cooked for my first 10 years in the business.
Did you like it or was it expected? Or both?
Probably a little bit of both, but yeah. No, I got to like it. Got to like it a lot and really enjoy it. That's where I love being, is the kitchen and the excitement back there and the big exciting dinner, lunch rushes. And
I always think about, like, to be a kid of a restaurant owner, it's got the pluses and minuses, right? Because the negative, of course, is like the time that everybody wants to go out is the time that your family is working. So you're working on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. But the excitement and the energy, it's so, like, as a kid, it had to be so, like, oh, this is cool. There's always drama. There's always stuff going on. Like,
it is, and it's, yes, it's, you're born with it, definitely in the blood, and we love the excitement. And
now that you're the boss, you're like, a little less drama would be fine. Sure. I don't need the full-on drama.
I just like the chicken strips when I was growing up, all you can eat.
AJ Stevens is with us, the owner of Malone's in Maple Grove. This is DeRussia Eats here on CCO. Malone's also has become known in Maple Grove for really being integrated with the high school youth activity and sports. I wonder if you'd talk about that, because that just reminds me of sort of old school restaurant stuff.
Yeah, that's excuse me. That's definitely something my dad taught me, and something I saw at Maynard's and Sunsets back in the day, and we've brought to Malone's. We're all in with the community. I was fortunate enough to, you know, be living in Maple Grove and young enough to get around a lot when I first started, and we go to everything, sponsor everything. It's really become just kind of an automatic that Malone's is going to help and sponsor and be a part of all the things, all the youth sports and church and school activities. And
what's the business equation there when you kind of run that? Because that comes at a cost, of course.
It does. It's funny how quick you see it back. You know, you throw a pancake bright. Well, you were having your kid next week the soccer pasta feed, and then you're going to come on Tuesday and thank us. Right?
That is sort of what you see happen, right?
Yeah. For sure. You know, we'll have a pasta feed full of soccer players, but the parents are all in the bar eating and drinking at the time of. But we see it. Everybody knows and everybody appreciates all the stuff we do, and they definitely pay it back. It's an awesome relationship.
AJ Stevens, owner of Malone's in Maple Grove. I think people would be surprised at sort of the volume you do and the number of guests that you see and probably the revenue. I'm sure at a certain point you're a little surprised, like, oh, at the revenue. Tons of expense, of course, in running a restaurant too and having the location you have. How do you sort of balance, like, you guys are a busy restaurant, trying to still do quality, still grow and event. Like, how do you work on that?
People, a lot of really, really good people. We have a management team, you know, the Nastar, who's with us here today, is started off as a 20-year-old host, and all of a sudden one day she was just kind of in charge. But me and Nastar, and then we have Junior and Steven, our management team's been the same group for the last 10 years. And we've just continued to find good people. And
that's pretty crazy, right? Like, I don't know if people understand one of the big challenges in restaurants is kind of developing management teams, because a lot of times you're maybe making more money as a server than you would be as a manager because of tips.
For sure. That's a challenge. We are fortunate to do a lot of sales, and we found a way to take care of our people and make sure we're making, you know, everybody's got a work-life balance and everybody's keeping that at top priority. But we've been real lucky with people.
Has that changed over your 13 years of running your own place? The need for the work-life balance for the employees?
For sure, yes. I mean, my managers are so good to me and our staff is so good to us. I find myself begging them to take a vacation and get out of there. Work-life balance is, you know, as I have kids and you know, now some of us are starting to have kids, definitely top priority to get them out of the restaurant for a week at a time and give them a break.
Is staffing a challenge in Maple Grove? There's so many restaurants out there fighting for probably the same pool of people.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's always a battle. It was really tough through the COVID stuff, but we're coming out of that. We're coming out of that, and we're fortunate to have a busy, fun place to work at, so that attracts a lot of people. Back of the house is always the challenge.
Cooks.
But front of the house,
cooks
too.
And cooks. Dishwashers and that sort of thing.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, we see plenty of high school kids over there. That probably helps, right?
Yeah, we do have a lot of high school kids, but we've been lucky with that. I mean, we have a staff. I think we're 120 people on staff right now, and we've had probably 50, 60 of them for a really long time. We have a really good
wow.
nucleus.
That's pretty cool.
People. Yeah, it's great.
What is your favorite thing about, you know, running your own place?
Just watching it all. You know, I try to sit back and look at it every now and then and really look at what we've created and put together, and just the community vibe, and you know, over the years it's become a home away from home for people, and it's honestly just a one big family, and that's not just the staff but the customers.
Well, you think about it, like when kind of Maple Grove High School kids come back to school, you're the place, you know, at least you're one of the places that people go to. That's sort of the allure, I think, of the hometown favorite, right? Like, it's where people meet their girlfriends or meet their wives or husbands.
We've had more weddings between customers and, well, quite frankly, I met my wife at Malone's.
Did you really?
Yeah, she was a bartender, and I was.
You're the owner, and how cliche is this?
You
found the hot bartender.
We checked in with HR on that one, and I played it by the books. That's a great story. Me and my wife met there and have three kids, but we've had so many weddings through customers that have met there, and employees that have met there, and employees meeting customers. It's pretty cool to watch it all happen. And then you have the kid who comes in, you know, as a 16-year-old to work there as a busser or whatever. Yeah, and you know, then he's playing soccer or whatever. And then all of a sudden he's 24 years old and he's got a baby with him and he's drinking a beer playing pull tabs. It's like, man, I remember when you were just a kid. But you just see these people grow up right in front of your eyes, and the whole time they're continuing to go to Malone's once or twice a week. It's fun. It's really
fun.
It is
cool. AJ Stevens, owner of Malone's Bar and Grill in Maple Grove. I do want to ask you about the chicken wings that got some acclaim in the Maple Grove community. I think they were voted like that. Were they voted?
Yeah, we got good wings. We are known for our wings.
So we'll talk about that after a break. And you've got three restaurants that you want to recommend as well, places you like to go to. So very good. AJ Stevens from Malone's with us here on Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats continues next. Talking about a hometown restaurant, happens to be in my hometown, Malone's Bar and Grill, here on DeRussia Eats. AJ Stevens, his family, part of Maynard's, Sunsets, which I was telling AJ was the first restaurant that I think I ever went to in Minnesota, back when I was dating my wife 28 years ago in downtown Wayzata. Sure. Boy, they did a nice job turning that into Cove, didn't they?
No, it's beautiful. Yes.
Looks a little different than what you remember back as a kid in Sunset.
It does, yeah.
AJ, one of our texters wants to know, why is it called Malone's?
Oh, gosh, I don't have a good story for you. We came up with that. That was a great place in Iowa. And I was talking to my friend. I wanted to figure out a name for the restaurant. And I said, I wish we had a cool name like Malone's. And he looked at me and said, okay.
Just call it Malone's.
Yeah, call it Malone's. So I don't know. We get a lot of the Irish bar. Malone's is Irish. Sam Malone, Cheers.
Well, Cheers.
The neighborhood stuff. Yeah. So it works. It works good. It's been a good name.
Maple Grove is sort of, you know, if you look at like Woodbury, Maple Grove, we're starting to see some growth in the southern suburbs where they're getting some independent restaurants. Lakeville has been growing like crazy. What are the challenges of working in kind of a fast-growing, busy suburb like yours? Is there a different flow in the way people, like the dinner rush comes at different times, or what have you seen?
Yeah, I think in suburbs like that, and you talk about those and down south Waconia and all that stuff that's going crazy, just buckle up. Because that's full of people that have three kids and they're busier than heck and they're running from school to sport to school to sport. And they don't have time to cook, and it's a good place to be. Yeah, it's got to be quick. It's got to be consistent, and that's the biggest thing for us is consistency and service. And we go back to that all the time. And you know, start with good food and good service, you're off and running. And people are working hard. There's a lot of bad customer service in today's world. If you call 1-800 number looking to fix your TV bill or any of that, so if you can come in and have a good server that looks you in the eye and treats you well, what a treat to have that.
Is that training or hiring?
Training for sure. Yeah, training. Again, I go to my team with Nastar and the boys, Junior and Steven. They do such a good job with our staff and staying on them. And we want every table to get, to get talked to in the first 3 minutes, get a drink in front of them in five. And when they want to go, they want to go. And everything else in the middle, just be cool. If you mess up someone's order, just tell them, I messed up your order. I'm sorry.
Right.
And just be cool about it. And customers really appreciate that.
Yeah. For me, that departure point is always an issue where it's like, I just want to pay.
When people want to go, they want to go. They get them a drink and get them sat, and everything in between you can work with.
Not much of a late night anywhere in the Twin Cities anymore. Have you seen that as well? I mean, I think it's a big change post-pandemic, but...
We have. Yeah, our late night's been slower. It's tough on staff. I think a lot of restaurants like us, are included, are kind of pitchforking late night just because it's tough. And...
Yeah.
We still do plenty of it, but no, in general.
Staff doesn't mind if you close at 10 or 11.
They like getting out of there, for sure. Yeah. We stay up and still till later, but it's not what it once was.
Talk about expansion or growth. You're still a pretty young guy, 13 years, but you're what?
42 years old.
I was going to say 38. Yeah. So,
hey, yeah. Thanks. No.
Do you want another restaurant?
I don't know. We'll see. I have so much talent. I'd love, talented people with the people around us. If anybody wants to go run off and do something, I'd be their biggest supporter and help them and get off and running. And yeah, we'll see what the future brings. There's a lot of changes, a lot of automation going on out there and a lot of things happening. So,
have you guys experimented with any of that? The robots or any robotic pizza makers or all sorts of different things I'm seeing?
I know. It's crazy. No, we haven't.
Old school. None of it works, man. Like, I don't know. Like, someday, maybe.
Yeah, it'll come.
All right, time for your three favorite restaurants. Three recommendations you want to give our audience that are restaurants that you do not own. AJ, what do you got?
Oh, gosh.
Where do you like to go?
Yeah, me and my wife are in that three kids busy stage where we like putting on a hooded sweatshirt and chilling in a cool spot.
Yeah.
We like all the fun food, Bar La Grasa, Young Joni, all the wise out of stuff. But we go to Bunny's. Bunny's in St. Louis Park.
Bunny's?
Just a classic hangout, just like Malone's.
Bunny's is great.
We'll go downtown. We'll go to the Loop, and that's...
Loop does a nice job,
Loop's
too.
Cool. And the Loon, Tim Mahoney will be working the front door at the Loon. We're old school. We like the small family stuff and just chilling out.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Bunny's, when I was a TV reporter, my photographer Joe and I went to lunch at Bunny's, and people kept buying us shots. I'm like, it is 11:30 and I'm on TV, and thank you, keep it coming, it's fine. There's something about that vibe, and it's a similar vibe you get at Malone's, I think.
They're one of the first, they're one of the original neighborhood, everyone knows your name places that I know, so
you can buy me, people can send me shots if you see me at Malone's, can do that too. AJ, really congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
And these kind of community restaurants are so important, I think. We need it,
We appreciate it. It's a privilege to be on. Thank you.
AJ Stevens from Malone's in Maple Grove. Hey, it's Jason DeRusha with a message from Minnesota's pig farmers. Discover the meat of the North. Pork. Pork is as Minnesotan as the lakes, trees, and people who call this state home. Did you know there are more than 30,000 pig farming families? They live and work in the North Star State, raising one of the safest, most delicious meats the whole world can enjoy. Pork is something we enjoy in the DeRusha family at least a few times a week. Maybe it's pork loin roast, shoulder, pork chops, ribs, bacon. Oh, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. It's so affordable, too. If you're looking for recipes, MNPork.com's got them. Great recipes like dilled pork cutlets, Parmesan-crusted pork chops, and you can feel good about eating pork from Minnesota farmers. They've been reducing their carbon footprint with better genetics, new technologies, and more. Pick up pork tonight for dinner at your local meat market or grocery store. Let's have Minnesota pork for dinner. Oh, yeah.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
Our guests today are two restaurateurs from Minnetonka. And I think it's our first brother-sister act we've had in here on DeRussia Eats. Sarah Jennings and Mike Jennings. Sarah owns Scoreboard Grill and Mike owns Jimmy's, both in Minnetonka. It's so good to have you guys here. Thanks for coming in.
Well, it's great to be here today. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes. By the way, it's Ann Jennings, but
oh my gosh,
I could change my name.
Ann. Why? Why I wrote Sarah down? That whole dramatic. Wait, let's do this again. Our guests are first. This way, Dan can edit it. You can edit it; it'll sound perfect.
Okay.
Our guest. Ready? 3, 2, 1. For the first time, we have a brother sister act on DeRussia Eats. Ann Jennings from Scoreboard Grill and Mike Jennings from Jimmy's Food and Cocktails, both in Minnetonka. Was that better? That was better.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Bob.
Jimmy's Kitchen and Bar.
My gosh. Let's just, should we just play a commercial and call it over?
Just go to like a tone.
It's ridiculous. Ann and Mike, what is it like working in the same industry with your sibling?
Well, I'd have to say, thank God that there's somebody else to guide me through all this. As Mike's a full-time restaurateur, third generation, and I'm his older sister. And I owned a market research company for many years, and when my dad passed away 4 years ago, I was like the Foreign Legion, where everyone stepped back in the family and I got Scoreboard. And so he's been kind of walking me through the day-to-day. It's but it's a blast. It's wonderful.
It must be nice to have someone who knows, you know, you can bounce probably some of the same challenges and some of the same joys off of, right?
No, you're absolutely right. But Anne, it's not like Ann hasn't been in the business before. She was.
Ann made it sound like she just stumbled into running
just stumbled
a restaurant.
In. She used to work many hours for many years and then moved out of the restaurant business and then started her market research company. And she's come back, and it's just kind of like riding a bike. You remember how to do it, just a few reminders along the way.
Did you guys both grew up then around restaurants?
Yep, there were seven of us. My grandfather and grandmother opened up the first, one of the first, restaurants in right after Prohibition, 1934. And my dad opened up, Jennings Red Coach Inn in 64. And Mike and I and the rest of the family, we all headed off in our own direction. And Mike ended up back in the restaurant business. But we worked in our restaurant business since we were kids. There were seven of us, and I'm always convinced that my dad had a big family to keep his labor costs down.
Well, you both realize what the labor cost is now running your own places, right?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. It's a whole different world post-COVID. With all expenses, but particularly with labor costs.
Just because there are fewer people looking, or just everyone is demanding greater wages?
It's kind of a combination of both, is that they were there's less people out there, so now there's a bigger demand, and people in the kitchen that were making $17, $18 an hour pre-COVID are now at $23 to $25 an hour.
Yeah. Right. Well, and inflation is such that you understand why people need more money per hour. But it is the reality when people go to your restaurants and say, like, hey, how come the burger costs this? Well, it's because your costs are up too, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's been unbelievable. We have our steaks at Jimmy's Kitchen are running between $4 and $8 more per steak, and we haven't raised our prices to cover that, let alone the extra labor costs.
Oh, involved. Interesting.
Yes.
What is that tension like? I'm sure both of you have to make those decisions, right, where you're looking at the cost of food, you're factoring in your overhead, your utilities, your insurance, all the sort of fixed costs, And then you think about, all right, we're a family, kind of family-friendly restaurant. How much are people willing to pay for a strip steak or a filet mignon, and trying to figure out, like, how do I price that?
Well, as we know, and Mike and I have the same philosophy, and that is pigs get bigger and hogs get slaughtered. And so when we sit down and we go through this, we look at what our competitors are doing, and we understand that, for example, price of eggs or chicken wings, those were lost leaders during COVID, and actually a lot of items still are. So I think wise restaurateurs understand that dollars mean a lot today, and we've got to have them not just walk away with equal value for the dollars they spend, but greater value. And that's what keeps them memorable, and it's also respectful, because you got to make sure when you have a tip staff that they're making money too. So you have this kind of group, this ecosystem that you have to balance as well. So it's our job to bring them in. It's their job to maintain the high standards and keep them coming back.
Ann Jennings runs Scoreboard Grill. Mike Jennings runs Jimmy's Kitchen and Bar. What, Mike, is it like in kind of, you're in a busy corridor in Minnetonka, western suburbs. We've seen such growth of more and more restaurants opening up in the suburbs, more and more options for people closer to home. At the same time, you have people maybe who used to come downtown Minneapolis or St. Paul to go to work are now hybrid. Maybe they're downtown a couple of days. Has that affected your business?
Well, it's interesting because there are more restaurants out there. And
there are so many restaurants.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And it really gets down to, you just have to be better than you used to be. Mm. And it all gets down to our...
How so? Like, what needs to be better? How do you focus on that?
You need to make sure you're, first of all, that your food is excellent and that your service is top-notch. And it has to be at least as good, but preferably better, because that's going to be the defining difference between successful restaurants and restaurants that aren't successful.
Yeah.
And I think that it's important, you know, it always comes back to leadership. Mike and I both believe that we're hands-on. I mean, we're working 50, 60, 70 hours a week, and we're not spring.
It's really that many hours?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Because you guys are not 25, you know what I'm saying?
No, I wish. But no, yeah, it's, but you know what? I can put 7 to 10 miles on in a day. I can go back and work the broiler, which... you know, do dishes and everything else. It's really important that you are very intentional about your goal. You model the behavior, you're hands-on, and you listen to your customers. And that's the only way you can have the agility to have. I mean, Scoreboard's been around for 30 years. Mike's business has been around for 17. And we're still killing it. But we love our guests. We love our employees. And, you know, It's not rocket science, but it's hard work.
And you know what? The employees emulate what their employer is like.
Yeah.
If you aren't involved, why should your employees work as hard? Hmm. And we've always believed that we set the pace, we set the tone, and we get the staff to the point where they perform to their best of their ability.
Jimmy's Kitchen and Bar, Scoreboard, both in Minnetonka. Our guests today, Ann and Mike Jennings, brother, sister, both running restaurants out in the western suburbs. We're going to take a break. We'll talk about what some of the most popular food items are at their both of their restaurants, kind of the way they keep things fresh as we approach a busy, busy holiday season, and then get their recommendations, too. Three restaurants that they don't own that they like to go to, coming up in just a minute. DeRussia Eats. It's brought to you by... Liquor Boy here on Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats with a suburban focus today. We've got the owners of Jimmy's Kitchen and Bar and Scoreboard, a brother-sister duo. Ann and Mike Jennings with us here on DeRussia Eats, brought to you by Liquor Boy. You know, we talk a lot about how COVID has affected city restaurants with people working from home more, but your restaurants are near pretty major office towers. Anne, are you seeing an impact as far as fewer people going to the office, even in Minnetonka?
Oh, absolutely. It's we're right down the road from Optum, and they built that beautiful new building, and nobody's coming to work, and all the executives who still stop in and see us on occasion when they're in the office. But and we have over 25,000 employees, and they say it's a ghost town over there.
Yeah.
And so it there is an impact on the lunches, and there's an impact on the happy hours. And but folks are going out more in night and weekends, and so, like, we're going gangbusters.
So dinner is just really busy.
Yeah, it's good. We've been very blessed. But, you know, getting those folks back to work if they can and stopping in and doing those lunches would be helpful for, I think, just about every business.
Yeah, yeah. One of our texters, Mary, says she loves both of these restaurants. Have bought many gift cards from Jimmy's for friends, and they always rave after they go. For both of your restaurants have been around for so long. It must be pretty cool to know, like, how much you're a part of people's traditions.
Well, I have to say, from owning a corporate business where we were, you know, international, some of our clients were Disney to General Motors and on and on. And after I sold the business and getting back into the restaurant business, it's all right there. You can see people happy.
You see it. Yeah.
You don't see guys sitting on a computer. You see, you know, people's body language and everything else. And
first dates and family dinner and all of that.
Oh, and the happiness and everything else. And honest to God, like I say, I can put 7 to 10 miles on in a shift. It's so gratifying. And you know what? That's one of the things Mike and I look for when we're looking for folks to work with us is, do you really have the inside spirit of wanting to please people, and because you can't teach that, so it's really fun. And you know, for years running a big business, you don't get that, and this has been absolutely wonderful for me. I mean, at this point in my life,
Mike at Jimmy's. I mean, obviously, the fact that both of you guys are family owned, family operated, that's a big factor. When people come to Jimmy's, what are the top three things that people should order?
Well, we're one of the top sellers of fresh halibut during the halibut season from the end of March until about the first week of November. And it's huge. We have it served in a variety of different ways. I think it's 5 different ways.
Our steaks, flown in every day probably, right?
Oh, yeah, fresh every day. It lands. They call our purveyor. They go out to the airport. They pick it up, and they prep it for us, fillet it up into huge fillets from the fish it is.
Cool.
And we have it a couple hours later. So
wow.
It's really awesome.
Nice.
And then on top of that, our steaks are great. You know, as long as you're serving high-quality steaks, you're going to end up with a great product too. So those are our two biggest areas.
How about at Scoreboard, Anne? What should people order when they go there?
Well, you know, one of the things about Scoreboard is people kind of associate it as a sports bar. And yes, we have sporting events in our bars, but we really put a big emphasis on quality as well. We make a lot of our ingredients from scratch, a lot of our sauces. I've been pretty blessed to have a kitchen staff that's been around for about 20 years and awesome employees who've been with our family.
Your menu is huge.
It is huge. Isn't that sad?
It's sort of impressive if you can execute it, right? But like all the salads and the bowls and sort of that's for sure been a trend, right?
That it's huge. And, you know, we've got enchiladas to tacos to steaks to seafood. And I just, you know, I keep pushing the kitchen, and I go back there when they tell me they can't do it. And I'm like, go back there, and I'm like standing next to them. And I'm like, come on, guys, let's go. And, you know, I think they love to see that old lady working with them. And so it's fun. And we like that diversity. We like that. That means that everyone comes in and they have their favorite selections, and there's enough variety and healthy things, which are big deal.
It is a big deal. I like stuff that, like, a place where I can go that my teenage boys will find something that they'll be happy with, but I might want, you know, I'm still trying to keep my girlish figure over here. I'm trying to keep it together. Favorite places to go. Give us a couple recommendations from you guys. Mike, you want to go first?
Well, I have to tell you, the person who's performed day in and day out since the 1980s is Rick Webb.
Yes.
And he had his places on 394 and always did a great job. And he's continued it over there in Bloomington at Chalbella. And he is a great definition of serving top-notch food and top-notch service.
Great choice. Chalbella is sort of underrated. I think people forget about it because it's been there so long and is so good. How about you, Ann?
When I first started my market research company, I had the ability to, keep cash flow coming in. And so I did consulting with Dean Vlahos at the first Champs, or the second Champs, actually. And
right.
I think Dean is a wow.
Yes.
He's very particular. He may not be easy to work with, but, boy, he knows what the customers want. So Cove is my absolute go-to place, Bar La Grasse. I think they do an awesome job. I think it's fabulous. And for sure, Murray's. They've had staying power forever. And he does a good job, and he's a good hard worker as well. Shares in a lot of the values Mike and I have.
So great to meet you both, and I'm so appreciative of you guys coming in. Go visit Scoreboard. And Scoreboard, tell everybody where it's located.
Scoreboard is a couple blocks north of Crosstown Highway 62 on Shady Oak Road. And then right down the block, you can run into Jimmy's.
You're right. You guys are right in the same area. Very
yes.
Cool. Thank you guys so much. Ann Jennings, Mike Jennings from Scoreboard and from Jimmy's. In Minnetonka.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
Our guest for DeRussia Eats today has one of the best names in the restaurant business. But he also has a bit of a sleeper hit. Years ago, I did a TV story about Briatto's Deli Italia in Eagan because so many people absolutely love Briatto's, and for good reason. George Maverick, the owner of Briatto's, and now Briatto's Chard House in Lakeville, joins us here on DeRussia Eats. George, it's good to see you again.
Oh, so good to see you, Jason. And you do have my vote for speaker.
Thank you. I mean, why not? Why do I need the headache? I don't think so.
You'd be great, though.
I do not. I like to bring people together, but no, thank you. I also like achievable goals,
right,
and I don't know
right.
if that's the one. Briatto's, your involvement in Briatto's and Briatto's Deli has been a part of Eagan for how long? It's been there
30 years now. Brian Mangini and Steve Severson started in 93.
And you ended up buying the business because you were a customer, right?
Yes. I loved it. I love the bread. I love everything. It's scratch made. It's amazing. It tastes great. And the crew is very lovely and friendly. And when I heard Brian was retiring, I jumped in and said, please pick me.
It is such a cool space because the deli itself is, people know Cassetta's in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. But your deli and your selection of kind of gourmet groceries and Italian groceries is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And yes. The community loves it, right?
Yeah, we have really good customers. We have been coming for decades, so we're fortunate.
The Twin Cities has a very active pizza community. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this for years whenever I've written about pizza. People go nuts, right? Mm-hmm. They all have their favorites. If you don't put their favorite on your top 30 list, you're an idiot.
Right.
Briano's has been the beneficiary, don't you think? Have you noticed that when like the Facebook groups, there's a Twin Cities Pie Hunters.
Yes.
Is one of the Facebook groups I'm on. And whenever they post about Briano's, people go crazy.
We do get mentioned and we're very lucky. Yeah.
Do you care about that? Do you notice that? Does that matter to your business?
Oh, of course. Of course. Word of mouth. I mean, it's testimonials that are priceless. So we're very grateful for that.
Before you bought the business, you had another business that you were running, right?
Yes, Fab Weddings. So we do weddings, all-inclusive packages. We now have 3 locations. So Briano's was part of the strategy to bring in food in-house so we know we can control the quality and make sure we have a great product at a good price.
So you have 3 different event spaces, mm-hmm. right? So Royal Cliff.
Royal Cliff.
That's the same kind of... Yeah, the same building. It's right. Is that by? It's by Cliff Road, that sort of area.
Cliff and Cedar. It's next to Mary Mother of the Church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Royal Cliff. What? Then you have Glenhaven in Farmington.
Glenhaven in Farmington, Big Log Building, used to be Hoke and Treasures years ago. People knew it as that.
But the beautiful log cabin type look. Mm-hmm. Great property out there for outdoor
ceremony space.
And then now you have your newest space in Lakeville, right?
Yeah, the Chart House. For the last 2 years. They've been there since 68, and I think I'm the 5th owner, so we're giving it a new lease on life.
What do you like about the event business?
Oh, it's wonderful to meet these young people who have these beautiful dreams, and you sit down with them and explore what they're thinking and give them ideas and kind of walk them through options, and then you put together something that meets their hopes and dreams, I hope.
You know, I grew up in suburban Chicago, an event spaces and banquet halls were the norm. Mm-hmm. And looking here, especially in like the inner suburbs, mm-hmm. I'm always surprised, like we don't have as many event spaces as I would expect for a population this size. You've seen like different farmhouses be repurposed or old historic buildings or whatever, but dedicated actual event spaces, I don't know if you feel the same way, that the market, there's not a huge number of those kind of spaces here.
Well, not as Chicago, but I mean, it's been growing. So I mean, the options are increasing, I would say.
What are the biggest challenges of that business?
Well, the challenge is because most of the events are on the weekend, right? Your staff is not full time. So you have a large crew, right? We have about 90 people on call and we might need 10, 12, 16 at a time. So our managers have to work extra hard to make sure everything happens according to plan, right? So the customer goes home happy, right? Whereas I cannot just put them in class every day in the staff.
Exactly, right. Yeah, so being able to make sure you have people who are willing to work those sort of weird
weekends, right.
Staffing is a challenge.
Yeah. So we're lucky we have a lot of good people, but it takes a bit of work.
George Maverick owns Briano's, Briano's Chart House, and a number of other businesses. Yeah, Glenhaven, Royal Cliff. Trends. Have you noticed, coming out of the worst of the COVID times, mm-hmm. have events and celebrations, have they become bigger or has the economy sort of had people trying to save money?
Well, for a while that was true. I think it's...
If you look at Instagram, it's like people's events are crazy, over-the-top affairs.
Yeah. A lot of them. Obviously, there are all kinds of budgets. Yeah. I think the market...
You like the big ones, right? The bigger budget, the better. Trying to run a business here.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Well, we work with all kinds of budgets. But I think what has changed is maybe some events now have either shorter planning time, like maybe 9 months or less, and some of them are 2 years, where it used to be more of the 12 to 16 months. And I don't know what that means or where it's coming from.
That is interesting. Yeah. So you have dates that are booked up already way out.
We just booked a 2027.
No way.
Yeah.
A wedding?
A wedding, yeah.
How do you know you're still going to be in love in 2027? That is a leap of faith right there. I mean, once you get married, yes, you assume you're good forever. But in that engagement phase, I don't know.
Our We pray for them.
It is so interesting. I always wonder about, you know, especially when you're doing wedding stuff. And Kathy from Shoreview just texted that her son and daughter-in-law had their wedding reception at the Royal Cliff 20 years ago. And she said it was just a magical, magical space. Well, highly recommend.
Happy anniversary.
Which is so nice. Yeah, that's great. Well, I assume they're still together. I hope so. You know, there is a reputation of like the bridezilla. And I don't know if there are groomzillas too. More bridezillas than groomzillas?
No,
or,
I wouldn't
or is
say.
That overblown? Is
I think
it not?
It's overblown. Yeah. You know, sometimes people get a little bit nervous before, but once they get there and they see the things are in place, at least that's my experience, right? I cannot speak for the industry, but once they get there and things are in place and things are moving and we kind of help them through the day, they relax and then they enjoy the day. So once a year you have somebody who's maybe a little bit...
Imagine coming to work at this place. I mean, it's more than once a year around here. Yeah. We got that. That's for sure. George Maverick is with us. He owns Briano's Deli Italia in Eagan, as well as the Chart House and a couple other event spaces in Farmington and Lakeville. The Briano's Deli side of the business, that pizza, what makes that pizza different? Describe the crust and the sauce that you guys use.
Yeah. Well, it's all scratch made, right? We don't buy anything pre-made, so we make our own dough, we roll it fresh. Chris and Tony have been there for 24 years, so they know exactly what they're doing. They're training the new people.
24 years.
24 years.
Wow.
Yeah. We're blessed. Yeah, they're amazing.
And they're still using the original recipe?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when I bought the place, I would get emails and texts on social media and say, do not dare change the recipes. Don't you touch it. I'll tell you a story. It's kind of funny, right? One time I was taking some orders and somebody's asking for double sausage and something, and I was confused. Why would you want double sausage? And Tony turns towards me and says, oh, yeah, it's Jason. Different Jason.
Right.
So I'm like, we know who that is. We know what he wants. And they're that good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you get that sort of that frequent repeat guest.
Yeah.
Now, I like you have this hot nap pizza with the banana pepper rings and Italian sausage and then four different cheeses on that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to? What are your favorite pizzas?
Well, my favorite is the Rebel Cow.
The Rebel.
So it has our own homemade sausage that has some fennel, so it's got a bit of heat, and fresh basil, fresh mushrooms. It's amazing.
You do sauce sandwiches, too. A good friend of mine who is, this guy is like one of the best home cooks I've ever met. He's been to all the 3-star Michelin restaurants all around the country. But he is obsessed with your sandwiches. He'll drive from Minneapolis to go out to Eagan to get the Italiano hoagie or get the Sausage Hero sandwich, some of your sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I think sandwiches are sort of underrated as far as a delicious food.
Right.
And we're starting to see more of it, more sandwich restaurants opening up.
Yeah. I think what makes ours different is the bread. Again, we make it from scratch, right? So that gives
it's
you...
It's like a hoagie roll?
It's a hoagie roll, right? And it's we don't put any preservatives, so it's old school like they made it 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
What's it take, like when you think of a good sandwich, like what makes a sandwich like, that's a good one? Is it more bread? Is it more fillings? Is it the ratio?
I think it's the ratio, right? You want to have a balance so you don't fill your mouth either with bread or with too much meat. So you want to feel the whole combination of flavors and really enjoy it.
Yeah. George Maverick from Briano's Deli Italia in Eagan. We'll take a break. George's going to give us his three restaurant recommendations, three places that he doesn't own that he likes. Maybe some will be down in the South Metro, so that'll be nice for our listeners down there. It's Jerusha Eats, brought to you by Liquor Boy. We're back in a minute here on CCO. It's 4:26 if you're just joining us. Tom Emmer has dropped out of the race to be Speaker of the House. So we'll be updating that when news comes your way at the top of the hour and update you if any developments come through as well. Jerusha Eats in effect right now. George Maverick is our guest. He owns a deli and pizza and sandwich joint in Eagan that is a little out of the way, maybe. You know, location-wise, as a restaurateur, George, you always worry about location.
Yeah,
but
you don't Briano's just hit the brakes.
It's not like right on the main road. It's off a little bit.
Yeah, you have to earn it.
You have to earn it. Is it hard to earn the repeat customer today?
No, I think the first time is harder.
The first time.
Once they try it, they like it.
They like it. Yeah. Have people changed at all now with more delivery and takeout? I suppose you were sort of built for takeout, so that's probably been good.
Yeah, COVID was actually good for us. It was crazy.
Pizza places did so well during COVID. Yeah. I want your three favorites.
Absolutely.
Because you are in a part of town that, frankly, gets very overlooked by food media and kind of there's not as much attention, but there's been a lot of growth and a lot of new places open up out there, but a lot of classics too. So what are some of your favorites to go to?
Well, my three go-tos are, so first there's a Kazoku Sushi right on Cliff Road, very close to us. So on the other, on the west side of Marymount of the Church.
Okay.
So just before 13.
Excellent.
I like that place. Then in Bloomington, authentic Chinese food. It's called Grand Sichuan.
Oh, yes.
Now, little tip, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you want to, if you want authentic food, it has to have Chinese character next to the menu. So orange chicken is always in English and not in Chinese.
That's how you know.
That's how you know.
Yes, very good.
So very good, the Sichuan food there. So a little bit spicy, but delicious. And then Las Tortillas in Rosemont. It's a Mexican restaurant that
I've heard of that. I haven't been there. Las Tortillas.
Yes, amazing.
And that's in Rosemont.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised at the loyalty of customers? I mean, people do come from all over. Mm-hmm. And they tell you, right?
Yeah. I got to tell you, we had some people come from Brainerd when you put us on the TV like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Just to see what you had to say.
Oh, so my gosh.
I think the loyalty is for you.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
That's a lot of pressure on me. Were they happy with
they
what
were
they
happy.
Had?
Yep, yep.
Part of the beauty, you have a couple of tables in Cipriano, so if you do travel, you want to sit down and eat that. But it's a thin crust pizza.
That's right.
Square cut. Do people ever request to have it cut and try?
Pie cut or not cut, yeah.
You'll allow it?
Mm-hmm, of course.
What do you think is the right way to cut the pizza?
Well,
George is like, I don't want to mess with my business.
Right.
Whatever the customer wants is the right way to cut it.
Why do we care?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's easier to eat it in squares because it's a thin crust, so you can't grab it like you would grab a slice of pizza with a thicker crust, right?
I like the square cut because you can eat 14 pieces of pizza and be like, yeah, they're just tiny little square cuts. It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I hope people come out and check you out and check out your other businesses. I got to come down to Lakeville to check out the Chart House because I have not been down there yet.
May I mention at the Chart House now, Mick Sterling brings in these concerts every Thursday and Sunday. So it's called Chart House Live. So it's 7-8-piece bands. It's really, really cool.
Every Thursday?
And every Sunday.
And it's what time?
7 to 9. So this is a ticketed event. Usually they're about $30 per ticket. And then you can buy dinner and drinks if you want.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the schedule. You got Mick is on stage this Thursday, a Steely Dan tribute band after that.
Yep.
Nice.
We have an Elton John tribute.
Live music, man. That people want an event, don't they, to go out.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very good. Good stuff. Brianna's Chart House is where you can get that live music. That's in Lakeview. And Brianna's Deli, right there in Eagan. George Maverick, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you on the house.
That's right. Good. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars. And leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AUDACY. .com, Jason at odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.